Welcome to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. This is the only podcast that gives you a raw and unfiltered perspective of what it's really like to be a professional cheerleader. Whether you're currently on a pro team, an alumni, or really curious about what it takes to become a pro cheerleader, the Pro Cheerleading Podcast gives you all the inside scoop and hot topics in the pro cheerleading industry and in-depth interviews of current and former cheerleaders. I'm your host, Makiba. Join me every Wednesday as I reveal the truth behind the palms.
You guys, I'm very, very excited to introduce my guest today. I have Rodney McDaniel. He is a former Wizards dancer. He was on the squad their inaugural season of going co-ed, and I actually was at a game and watched him perform in that game. And he also is just got his name over all kinds of hot mixes in the industry right now for pro teams and their dance performances. So I want to get into all of his background. Rodney, welcome to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about, tell me where you're from. Like, I know you're repping DMV area. That's a very special place in my heart from going to school at Georgetown. So where are you from?
DC, born and raised.
Okay.
Lived here my entire life outside of like college, but you know, that's
different. And you went to Towson, right?
I went to, well, I started in Connecticut in Bridgeport.
Oh, okay.
And then I started in Towson.
Got so, you. Okay. Yeah. What part of DC did you grow up in?
I was in Southeast.
Okay, Southeast.
And then we moved to PG.
So okay.
Where, you know, things have been popping off.
And it's changed a lot over the years, that whole, you know, but yes. Okay, so DC born and raised. I love it. Okay, so we're just going to hop right into it, Rodney, if you're okay with it. Like, I have seen, you know, done a little digging and whatnot, but I think I've been blown away because it sounded as though your audition for the Wizards was very like, this is my first audition. I need you to walk me through, like, what inspired you to audition? Because this is at the time when this changed. Like, I'm really appreciative of, you know, the fact that we get to do a little look back because I started the podcast 2018. Can I do math? Is that right? I think that's right.
I think it was 2018. Yes. 2018, 2019.
Yes, 2018.
Yes, it was 2018. And that's when I joined the team.
Yes, exactly. So we kind of were like started off in this journey together. And it, obviously the space is so different now in terms of co-ed and whatnot. But it was just starting to kind of crack the door open. So how did you hear about the audition for the Wizards? Talk to me about, you know, your dance background and what made you go for it.
Ooh, okay. So starting way, way, way back.
Way.
I started dancing when I was 13 at a local like rec center.
Okay.
And my sister started her studio. She opened a studio when I was 14 called Dance Dimensions. And so I was there basically every day.
Mm-hmm.
Literally only took one class. One class a week, just hip hop.
Okay.
Until I graduated, and I still was like, okay, yeah, I'm a hip hop dancer. You know, this is what I do. Fast forward, how long was I dancing? In 12 years of just like, you know, just taking classes and just doing hip hop. My friend James, who was on the, at the time, Power Pack, now the 202 crew, he hit me up and was like, hey, Wizards are having auditions. Like, if you're going, I'm going. Let's go. And I'm like, okay, so I'll wait till maybe 2 days before auditions close. And like, all right. The message was literally, we out. We out. So we just signed up, auditioned, and like signed up for auditions and everything. And yeah, that was a long
Saturday. What was the process like? Because this was, you know, prior to all of this, you know, video submission, this would be like open call. You have Derek, who I just love and adore. I can only imagine how intense auditions are probably with his choreo. Talk to me about the audition process.
So we started with freestyles. I mean, I'm okay with freestyling. That was never like, oh yeah, I'm going to just the freestyle dancer.
Yeah.
But I was like, I gotta show up. Like I gotta do something.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. Even before that, I walked into the audition thinking, if I don't make the team, that's fine. I'm just here as if it's a class, and that's how I carry the entire process.
Okay.
If I learn, if I don't make it, I learn what I want to do next year, if I want to re-audition, all of that. So that's like how I carry a lot of things now. Mm-hmm. But went into auditions, went to freestyle. I was like, I have to kill it. I blacked out. I know it was like a DMX song because somebody told me after I finished.
Okay.
I was like, well, I was on beat. That's all I know. We had that. We had a hip hop round where we learned pretty much a full dance. And then we had a audition that got through that. Then it was the jazz round. I'd
Okay.
never taken a jazz class in my life, but I saw it a lot. So I faked it till I made it, and I made it. And that was just all that first day.
Did they
Then we
end up
had
doing like,
finals. That was a
oh,
whole week.
finals was an, okay, keep going, keep going. So finals was a whole
It was
week
a
long.
whole week. We had each of us had an interview with Derek one-on-one, which
Okay.
is pretty cool. And he kind of like felt us out. We felt the team out, and like especially like as guys coming on, just like what our expectations were and what his were, and really how to kind of build the team in a way. Like it
Because it was new. This
was
was like a
brand new
big
for all of
shift.
us. Most of us had no idea like we could even have this opportunity coming in. And so we never really prepared for it,
Right.
in the way that you can now. So that was a lot of learning. It was a huge journey.
And help me remember, because there was so much emphasis on NFL going co-ed around that time. Like it was like the Rams audition, the Saints. But there wasn't as much conversation yet, maybe because the NBA season, kind of trails a little bit in terms of when it starts, of like what NBA teams were co-ed at that time. I don't know if the Wizards were like the first or
So I
like.
think Wizards were the first to do like a full co-ed. And
Got
then
it.
there's other teams where it's like, oh, we're adding a male team separately.
Got you. That's what's going on. There we go. Thank you.
And so for us, it was like, we're walking into this room. There's already like a set tradition, which I really love Derek for doing, because it was like, okay, we have people to learn from. And we were a rookie heavy team. Like it was
A year.
29
Okay.
of us, and 17 of those 29 were rookies. So it was like, we are
Oh,
all here learning,
just learning,
just figuring it
learning.
out.
Yeah.
And so I'm really thankful that we had the dancers and the captains and Derek to kind of just like make it a little bit easier to like know what expectation was and like know what we're getting into.
Right, because it's
It
hard
was
when
great.
it's not like done something that's been done before. And I remember when we interviewed Derek and we were just kind of talking about, I really know he put a lot of thought and intention around how to make that kind of a change and trying to respect what was built with the Wizard Girls team back then, but also for people who were on the team as vets that were just, having to go through that change, but also making it like inviting and inclusive. That's a really challenging
That's
feat for any
so
leader.
difficult.
It's so difficult. So to get the buy-in and to get the meshing, like how would you describe the dynamic on the team?
I think talking to some of the vets later on, and they were like, oh, they felt that management or whoever was like, oh, you can't get this done without a man. And we kind of like, we're walking into this, don't know what's going on. And it's like, okay, there's something here, but in the long run, it helps us bond as a family, I feel. You have growing pains with your family,
Yes, you
but
do.
there was a lot of love on that team. There's a lot of just learning and growth with all of us. That's what I really enjoyed about my time with Wizards.
Wow. Okay, so I was going to ask about like just some of your highlights from your time with the Wizards. Like I saw you guys went to London and whatnot, but tell me about your like favorite memories from being on the team.
Well, the ones I traveled with. Yes, the London game and PAD. I was one of three guys that were chosen to do that with Wizards. That was my kind of I made it moment, because the entire season before, I was like, oh, I'm like rushing, trying to like catch up, I felt. Because I felt like everybody else was like so trained, and everybody else had like the jazz background or a ballet or like something. And I was just like, I'm just hip hop. Granted, it's like mostly a hip hop based team, which is great for me, but I still felt like I had a lot of work to do. So I did that a lot. Like there was times where after practice, I'd go back to my studio and be like, hey, they're going on this and I have never done this. So let's spend some
Yes,
time at the
tell me how this
studio
goes.
and figure this out.
Yes.
And so I think that's what helped me a lot with that season, just like knowing the actual work that I had to do and like owning that.
Well, and also having like, oh, what's the word I want to use? Humility is not the right word, but it's just when you have like that sense of like awareness, probably. Like, I know what I know. I'm going for it. I'm going out on a limb to like to push myself to learn and grow. But like, But it just takes a, you know, a certain degree of humility to know like what you need to work on. I mean, when I made the team way back when, I mean, I definitely didn't have the background in training. And so just you can fake it till you make it, but you have to know what you have to fake. And you have to know what you have to like at least get a little bit of, you know, practice with to actually like, you know, have a respect for the art and trying to like do your best at it. So you ended up going to ProAction. That's what you're talking about? PAD. Okay, just for people who don't know,
Yeah, so what's a
obviously
proaction? It
ProAction
was
Dance
amazing.
Convention is, it really is like a moment of being chosen, like donned as like you are selected to represent this team in this huge room full of talented dancers from all the leagues, colleges, you name it. So that had to be a really, really great experience. Was Derek a choreographer that year?
Derek was a choreographer
Okay.
there, and I got to be in the moment where it was me, my two male teammates, Derek on stage demoing choreography. And I was like, this is the moment right here. Like, this doesn't happen
Yeah.
often. So I have to like really live in that and like feel it. That was the high point for me.
I bet his routine was bad as hell too. Like, I mean, that is one of the my favorite moments. I mean, I haven't gone to like the whole thing. I just showed up for the what do you call it, the showcase last year. But man, each day when they start the day and they demo the routines, the energy level in the room as people are watching and with anticipation for what they're about to learn, it's hard to describe, but it's such a feeling to be like on that stage. I can only imagine just showing your talent, getting people hyped to learn your choreo. Like it's just, oh, that is so cool.
And it's so crazy, like seeing other dancers that I see on Instagram, and I'm like, oh yeah, like I've seen you on your team, and like you're amazing, and like just being in the same room, it's like,
Yeah.
oh, it's not just me. I'm not the
Exactly.
only one that sees that you're amazing. Okay, great.
It's nothing like getting out of Instagram land and actually, we need that connection. I mean, we honestly do. And I love that social media brings people together, but when you actually can see that level of talent in one room and share that space and, you know, slay through those routines together and, you know, survive the whole weekend, it's such a really beautiful experience. I'm so glad you got to go to that. That's so cool. So
That's
you guys
dope.
went to London for the
Yes,
season,
went to
right?
London.
Okay.
So we left a day late because snow. So
Lovely.
like, okay,
Okay.
we lost our one free day, quote unquote, and landed, went straight to practice. Practice turned into we have an appearance. Parents was like, okay, have dinner, go to sleep, get ready for like court practice day
Okay.
for the game. So we had to like stand in for the players and like do our regular court stuff too. That felt like I was on tour. Like that felt like bus, club, another club, another club, like, well, bus, rehearsal, another rehearsal, another rehearsal, another rehearsal. Like it was
Yeah.
really packed, but really great to kind of see a different side of what we're doing. And people of London don't really get the opportunities to see the NBA players or anything. So the energy in that arena was wild. It
Wow.
felt like a home game in a whole other country. We
Wow. I love. Do you remember who you were playing?
played the Knicks and we won
Oh.
by 1 point at the
Okay.
last second. Oh, it was great.
Well, tell me, did you guys get to actually, you know how like it is at the games? I forget. You guys actually were like in the, what do you call it? Slightly tunnel action. I was there 50 years ago. Did you actually get to stay out on the court or have a little bit more like time out during the game when you were in London compared to like in the US when they kind of either put you in the locker room or
So
you
in
see
London,
you on a chair? Or...
we were like a little bit of both. We
Okay.
did I feel like we did spend a lot of time in the tunnel in the bomb, which was weird because the way that it was set up, VIP was like right beside us. So it's like, oh, everybody's like walking around and stuff, and we're just like smiling, waiting for our cues, like just
Right.
ready. We worked that game. That was the best game and one of the hardest games because we didn't have the regular entertainment crew with us. We were the entertainment crew. So we had to
Okay.
learn all that as well as get our lives together and dance. So,
And be jet lagged and sleep deprived and all
yes.
they can make traveling seem so glamorous, but you're so right. It's like
It is a
you.
lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and it's you get there and you are starting work immediately. I mean, it just feels like that's. And anytime you travel internationally, there's some drama, like your flights,
Always.
something something always happens. I feel like it's part of the experience. But so cool to bring me. I mean, now I'm seeing like NBA teams going to Paris and
Yes.
Dubai and like China, wherever else. Like it's crazy the experience and the exposure to be able to travel and bring the NBA to like international fans. Like,
It's
if you get
great.
selected for that, in my opinion, that's kind of like the ultimate making it.
Like that, because we learned about the London trip at the beginning of the season, and my whole goal for that first half was like, I'm going to make this London trip. Gary called me one day, and I was like, sleep. I was taking a nap in between work and work. He called me. I call him back. I'm like, nervous. I'm like, did I
What
lose
did
my
I
job today? That was my whole like fear that entire season. I'm like, I'm going to lose my job today. Not for anything. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I was so nervous. And Derek was like, hey, calm down. You are selected for the London trip. And I'm like, great. Okay. Cool. Hey.
What do I
And
do now?
so I was like, I got to take off work. I got to like just let people know. I mean, I was already like kind of like saying, hey, this might happen. And it happened. And so, like, hey, okay.
Really
See
going
y'all.
there. What's your day job and what were you doing? I guess, were you doing the same job while you were with the Wizards and how did you balance it all?
So at that time, I was solely doing graphic design and social media management. And I was like, okay. I mean, I still was able to work remotely, which was great because I was freelancing. So it was like, okay, I'm still like, just clients, you're not going to hear from me for like this amount of time because I'm locked in to Wizards. It was a great transition for me. I'm not sure about everyone else, but for me, it was a great, like, it was an easy, solid, like, just okay, I'm going to be off these 5 days.
Luckily, well, I didn't even care. It was kind of like, especially the Super Bowl, it was like, you're just gonna have to deal with it. I'm gonna be gone to the, it's like a once in a lifetime opportunity. So you just have to, they will adjust and figure it out. Like, but it's tough if you really have commitments and you kind of get put in that space where they start questioning your commitment to your actual job because of your commitment to pro, because nobody can guesstimate how much time it's going to take up of your life.
I mean, one thing Derek told us from the beginning of the season is it's a part-time job with a full-time commitment. So we all like took that and was like, okay, we have to make sacrifices somewhere if we want to be our best on this team. And I think that was one of the hardest things for me because I was kind of used to like just not having like a set schedule and it's like I can just like do, but it really helped you become better as an organized person.
Sure. I mean, I call it, what did I call it? Oh my gosh. It was just like, it was just madness sometimes. You have practice and but you never know what your day is going to be like anytime you wake up. You never know, what's going to go right, what's going to go wrong, when you're going to hit traffic, when something's going to come up. I mean, and it's utter chaos.
That
It's utter chaos.
reminds me of my first actual Wizards performance.
What happened?
It was the last practice before performance. Raining like crazy. I got an Uber, but it was a shared Uber. Don't do that. I ended up being an hour late to that practice, and we were in a different location than normal. So I was like, "Hey, sorry, I'm running late. Don't take my spot. I'm coming." Like I was so stressed out, and it was so much traffic, and so many people got in that same Uber, and I'm like, "Bro, just take me where I gotta go. I know it's 45 minutes from here, but hey."
Oh my goodness. And like the DMV area, like you can get caught out there with the traffic. Anybody who's in certain areas, like for certain cities, and I'm just like the pressure and stress that I would have of like getting to appearances. Like I know my city and I know a lot of like ways where you can avoid the highway or just like the problem spots. But I could not, certain cities, I just feel like it's inescapable. You know what I mean? Like you're not getting around. You take the metro, the trains are late or whatever. Like you just, it's something is always gonna, I don't
It's
know.
always something like
Something.
not fly, that would be amazing, but there would still be traffic there somewhere too. So
Exactly. But we make it work because we freaking love it and we just figure it
exactly.
out. And that's why I think when it really comes to like coaches or just obviously it's communication and professionalism, but like just that certain level of understanding of so that it isn't this incredibly stressful experience because you can just kind of know, especially for rookies, it's just like shit happens to us all the time. Our
All
rookie year, especially.
the
Do not kick us off the team. We're just trying to
Rip my
get
pants on court. Almost lost a shoe. Rookie season is your most chaotic year
Period.
ever.
Period. How many years did you end up doing?
So I only did one,
You only did one season.
which is where my first yes and my first no, which kind of is like, okay, whoa, 50%, one for one. But
Didn't realize that.
yeah, so I did 1 year. I feel like I had an amazing 1 year, and that was great. I just had an off audition, I will say that. I was like sick the week, like that week and everything. It was my worst audition out of two auditions. But
Like you said, the stats are not that bad though,
the stats are
considering.
not that bad.
No, not at all. So what made
But
you not go back? Now I'm curious.
so yeah, I was like, okay, what now? At the time, the studio, well, Dance Dimensions, that I learned at and was a student of, had started a hip hop competition team the year before. And my sister was like, hey, I know you're not with Wizards anymore, but I want you to start choreographing for this team. I'm like, okay, cool. I took all of that I learned over that 1 year and put that into those kids and still am to this day. And
Oh, I love it. Okay, I didn't know
now
that.
I have 8 kids that I either currently teach or have taught that are with Wiz Kids, which is great. I helped my mom out on her audition for Wisdom. She was on the team for 3 years.
Oh my
So
goodness.
I was able to kind of turn that no into like an opportunity for other people around me. And
Impressive.
that's the
Yeah.
best part of it.
Oh, I love that. To be able to kind of like have that pathway of making other people's dance dreams come true with the same organization that you
Yes.
were a part of. That's a beautiful thing. So Wisdom also had performed that one game that I went to with
Ooh.
Brittany, and they are just
They
that was
are
they
so
are everything.
so since my mom was with the team, I kind of like get more time like around them, and they are so fun. Like that's the funnest group of
Period.
all the Wizards organization that I've met. Like I
Love.
love Wisdom.
It seems like that's like a universal thing. I've been putting my little APB out, like, yo, I want to do interview where I'm interviewing people from the senior dance teams in the NBA. Like, I really want this episode to happen. So once again, whoever's listening, I would love a medley of people from different teams. But I just think that it seems like in terms of just like the fan reaction and just the passion and connection that they feel to doing what they love. I mean, at that time in their lives, it gives me all the feels. Like I just cannot. That has to happen. So that I didn't realize it was your mom that was doing it, not just someone's mom. I thought
Oh, no, it was my mom, yeah.
your mom. Oh my goodness. That is so freaking cool.
Yes.
So was she the one that was in the picture with you from the reunion? That was one of the
Yes, from
things
the
I was
room.
gonna
Yeah,
ask
that was my
about.
mom.
Oh my goodness. It's like a 25-year reunion,
25-year
right?
reunion.
How
That
was
was
your experience?
honestly, so I said PAD and I said London, but really the reunion was like number one for me.
Tell me
The
about it.
reunion, because it was like not just like Wizards dancers. It was everybody from, what was it called originally? The Wizards dance team to the Wizards girls to Wizards dancers. It's like seeing 25 years of dancers all on one court, no matter what generation you were, hitting the same choreography and just like meeting each other and sharing stories. And just, it was honestly like top tier. If you ever have a chance to dance with alums, do it. I will be back for the 30-year reunion if we
I'm
have
going for
one,
it. Yes.
and every reunion after that.
How did they structure it? Because sometimes there's so much emphasis on that, like game performance, where you're just hoping that behind the scenes there's just all these conversations and moments to connect and bond. Like, did they do anything to kind of like allow you guys to socialize and get to know one another and connect? Or was
So
it just how the practice is?
we had one rehearsal where we got all of that together, which was like great. And we still got to interact with each other there. And then before the game, there was like a whole like reception and food and everything. It was great. So we got to like talk to each other and like see, like it was old uniforms and old calendars and everything. It was so cool to see the growth and how everything like just changed. It was great.
I always love taking a look back because I think it gives perspective of where we are now, where we're going in the future, et cetera, is when you kind of just take it all in and have the perspective of knowing that it's like so much more beyond just you in this one moment. It's like years and decades, and it's just so much to appreciate, you know, of like where things started and how it evolved, how it improved, and just that growth, that journey is really, I think, important. And I wish we had like a pro cheerleading Hall of Famey museum
That would
kind of a
be
thing. That's so
amazing.
cool, right? Just to have a way of capturing it all. And some teams are better than others about like really documenting on their website, like the history of their program, and you know, but it's just something at least when you're seeing a lot of teams really investing whatever money it costs, I'm sure, to have those types of reunions. But I know everybody would pay to be involved. Like
Oh,
if you
yes.
put a price tag on it so we could do it every year,
Right.
I'm sure people would be like, let's do
I
it.
will pay.
Yeah, I will pay.
For more than a ticket, I will pay.
But no, that had to be very, very beautiful. And then to be able to share that experience with your mom,
Yes.
freaking beautiful. I love
I
that.
was so glad that they were dancing the same game. She was always like a hands-offy kind of mom when it came to dance, but she was always like at every performance. And so I
Okay.
got to like watch her and I was like, ooh, how are you practicing this? You got to work on this. The dance teacher kind of came out on me and I was like,
Okay. Was
okay.
she like, no, thank you, son. I got this.
Like, I got this.
Oh, that is so special. I love that. I don't know. My mom loves dancing, and I know that she probably would consider it if it was an opportunity that was like available here, you know, in Seattle. Like, hey, you can actually have a chance to do something that you've always wanted to do. And not to say that she always wanted to do that particularly, but she probably would just want to do it just because it was something that I did. You know what I mean? And
I
that's
mean,
just.
that's pretty much how she started. So when I was on Wizards and she was like, oh, I see there's a senior dance team. I'm going to audition next season. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, we're going to get you together because you're not going to embarrass me. They know me.
Oh no.
Embarrass me. Don't go out here in front of these people and embarrass me.
Need you to be all the way right.
Your counts, girl.
Oh.
Get your counts.
Well, I will say when I judged the Golden State Warriors like Hardwood Classics auditions, man, I mean, my heart has never felt like it was gonna burst with like joy watching. Gosh, it's like their whole heart and soul was on their sleeve. Like when you talk about put it all on the dance floor or just, you know, dance your heart out, like I literally saw that over and over and over again with each participant and just taking that chance on themselves and like the attitude that you had of like, I'm just going to treat it like a class and learn what I can. I mean, people were literally just going for it just because, you know, this was like a once in a lifetime opportunity for them to even say that they did something like that. And I mean, man. The tears, the emotion, like it's just such a, it's a thing. I don't know if I'll be that person doing it in however many years, but it just warms my heart to know that there's a space for everybody of any age to be able to dance. The Whiz Kids, I love that there's, I couldn't tell really, and maybe it's because of, you know, rules with kids and, you know, promoting children on social media or something, but I didn't know that the Whiz Kids was still going strong.
Oh yeah, they are still working.
Doing it.
Like
Oh my goodness.
those kids work so hard, and just like seeing their performances, I'm like, y'all have grown. Like everything is just elevating year after year, and I love seeing that because it's like I saw where it was 5 years ago, and 5 years ago they were still great, but now they're like even better, and it's like, how are these kids doing this? But I love watching them.
That's so cool. Well, it's timely that we're even talking about all this, because I'm trying to like organize an NBA dance team playoffs again after not doing it since 2020. But I really want to make sure that this time that there's like, you know, probably it's going to be a little different with categories, but I want to have a senior dance team category. I want to have a kids dance team category. And whatever the favorite routine is from that season, just like having people submit it so that we can all see it and like enjoy and vote for our favorites. And this just keeps reinforcing. I feel like the conversation keeps coming up because it's something that I just know it's going to be chaotic and crazy, but we just got to do it. You know, there's just, we're missing out on not being able to see that stuff. And
I really wish that there was a way to see more
yeah.
of what is going on during the season throughout every team. That's the big hype for me, seeing my fellow dancers killing it on court, whether you're at BC LA, Houston, Chicago, like
You just
all
want to
across the
see
board, we
it.
are all like so strong and so like on our stuff. And it would be great to be able to share that.
I know, I know. It
But
drives
yeah.
me literally batty every day, Rodney. And it's probably a good segue for like the next topic around just like music, because obviously that's like the real reason that we're not able to enjoy performances via social media because of all of the copyright laws. But please tell me and everybody listening about your background with music and like how you put together these fire mixes and like how do you stay out of like copyright jail? Like tell me all of the things. Like I want to hear
Well,
everything.
so I started mixing music when I started teaching. So that was, how old am I now? That was 13 years ago when I first
Okay.
started doing music, because I was like, I was never a competitive student. I never like competed, but I did see competitions. I did hear some of those edits, and I was like, that was choppy. That was bad.
Not smooth.
And my kids are never going to have a bad edit. I don't even know how you choreograph with a bad edit, but my kids are never going to have a bad edit. So I took time and taught myself how to cut music and edit music and put things together. And it worked out. Fast forward to the pandemic, where it was like, okay, I'm sitting home doing nothing. Learn some more. I did an actual, like, quote unquote, pro mix for a video that I wanted to submit for a job. And unfortunately, through like COVID and everything, we couldn't like actually like set it the way I wanted to set it. But I'm like, we're still gonna get this done. I worked hard on this choreo and this music. So we're going to showcase it. Posted that on Instagram. My friend Brandon, you talked to him before for the Commanders audition a while ago. He was coaching a semi-pro team, and he was like, hey, I need some music. I'm like, okay, cool, I got you. Slide up some music. Jasmine from Next Level Prep was like, hey, I saw what you did for Brandon. I need some music. I'm like, okay, cool. That turned into Choreo Wire. That turned into Choreography Pros with Kayla Chabrie. And it's just grown from there. Most recently, Durante hit me up doing music for the Blazers. And I'm like, okay, like,
This
I
makes
think
me
I'm
so
kind of good
happy.
for this now.
Sometimes there are times I have to say, like when I look back at like, 100 plus episodes and I just see like people who've like ended up mingling and meshing together from people that I've not that it through the podcast, don't get me wrong, but just like seeing the connections, it gets me
I
so
mean, like, honestly, that connection through the podcast is kind of like how we all kind of get in the same circle, because we all follow the podcast, and it's like, okay, I see you talking to him, I'm going to follow him. He sees this, and so like, it's in a way, your podcast is the connection.
connection, little connection. I'm not mad at that. What made me so excited, like seeing Kayla and Jasmine connect, I was like, this is freaking genius. Touring around the, like all over the country, like that was so exciting. And then Kayla being with Choreography Pros, and then like, I'm sorry. So tell me, did you do both of those mixes from her
I did
routines
both her
last year?
mixes for Choreography Pros.
Listen, y'all, if you guys don't know the situation, so Denver Nuggets, I know, have been killing her choreography a lot lately. Detroit Pistons dancers that also attend this comp, like her mixes are just, well, they're yours. I mean, I just can't even get into the choreography to the music, but just talk to me about like what your creative process is like. Does she come to you with a vision? Do you kind of collaborate on it? Like, how does this come together? Because it's so fire. Like, I just ugh. Anyway, go
So
ahead.
she'll be like, oh, hey, she'll say, I'll use her voice. Hey, sis, I have this fire idea. And so it's like, we collab. She's like, okay, I have this song. Do what you want to do with it. I'm like, hey, this is where we are. She's like, I like this. I like that. Make this part longer. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, and we're just like, we have a good working relationship where it's like, we trust each other and we trust our ideas. And I'm like, here's some options from like what you wanted. Here's like three. So, yeah.
Because with the way that she freaks her choreo to the music,
Yes.
it's almost like which one comes first? Because it's just like, so I don't know, man. I got so hyped watching her teach a choreography pros and then just seeing her routines on the court. Like, how do you feel seeing your your mix of hair.
So I was hyped. I was so excited. But it wasn't even like when she was teaching it. It was when she was like working on it for herself. And she was like, this is what I have for this section. I'm like, ooh, this is going to kill it. This is going to eat. This is going to be everything on the court. And so actually seeing it happen and seeing how like these teams are loving it and seeing how they're like putting their own spins on it. It's like, this is what it is. Like, this is everything. Like, I love it. I love it so
Well, that's literally, I was like, I'm gonna just reach out and touch
much.
somebody and ask if Rodney wants to talk, because I was just like, this is just too much. I'm not a choreographer. I don't even know, you know, I love talking to choreographers and hearing about their inspiration. Is it the music, or do you have like what comes into your head for that creative process? But like, I know music gets me hyped, and I sometimes get so frustrated because I think some mixes end up being so zip zap pow, like a comic book sounding thing, that it takes me out of it a little bit. Like, it could be a great song, but there's just too much going on in the mix for it to really feel like an actual. But your style is just very, it gets me hyped. That's all I can say. It's like an exciting mix and match of different songs, and you like get the right part of the song that you would want to dance to. You know what I mean? Like, you just, anyway, I'm getting too excited. It's hard to explain. I was like, I don't even know how I'm going to talk about it in the episode, but you know what I mean. Like, it's just like,
Oh
you
yeah.
know enough to know like the parts to really do something with if you were actually choreographing a piece
And
to
I
it.
think like something that helped me a lot is being a dancer and like being a choreographer myself, because this is how I would think of the choreography. So sometimes as I'm like doing the mix, I'm choreographing for myself. I'm like, what would I do here?
Got you.
And
Okay.
so
That makes sense to me
up
a
here is a
little
lot of
bit.
choreography that you will never see.
Got it. But that would help a lot in terms of like just the creativity of what you put in pool for the music. If you know that your mind is already working of like what you would do to a certain part of the lesson. So people who are listening, I think I'd love to see the connection where you guys reach out, figure it out. I mean, Rodney, like you, I want to see your work more in the pro space. I want to see it, you know, NFL teams. Just bring that energy. 'Cause don't you think like for certain styles or some teams, yeah, they have their style, but it's just nice to have like a little something,
A little push, a little punch,
a
a
little,
little,
yeah, a little something
yeah.
outside the comfort zone, something where it literally makes people be like, well, dang, you know, like we're working with a different choreographer than maybe just kind of like the norm. And I think that's kind of just, I think push the space forward is when, yes, there's kind of like the things that everybody does, but like, give me something different. Give me something that's like a surprise me, you know, just anyway. I would love to, like I said, see your work on more teams, period, point blank, end of story. I wanted to also
Claim it. It's
ask,
happening.
it's happening. We're going to just claim it, pull it out there in the atmosphere. When it comes to reflecting on the past 5, 6 almost years, right? What year is it? I don't even know
Yeah,
anymore.
I mean, I guess it is
Almost
almost
6 years.
here.
Oh, okay, 2024. Halfway over, and I think that's why I'm struggling. What is your take on kind of like the pro space in terms of like the growth of COVID teams, or what is it you're seeing? Like, what gets you inspired, happy, any reflection, things that you wish that the dancers now don't forget or remember or should know going forward? Like, this is super open-ended, and I asked like 10 questions in one, but you got the
I
floor.
mean, I really love that more teams are being open to being co-ed. I just wish that like teams wouldn't erase what they had when they were all female, which I see like
Okay.
happening. Well, I saw a lot like years ago when it like first started happening. And it's like we didn't reinvent the wheel, we just added a new tire.
Yes, well, that's
Like
such a great way
we
of putting
added
it.
to, we didn't completely erase what was. And I feel like a lot of teams and a lot of directors are like, we have to switch everything. But I think now looking at these teams, it's kind of getting back to what was and like what originally was the team before they went co-ed, and just like having guys as well. I love that, especially who is it? I think Phoenix and Sacramento are really good at like meshing in their guys with their choreography and like still like keeping their style. I feel like a lot of teams are like, okay, we have guys now, we have to do something totally different. It's like, no, we are all dancers. We can all mesh where we have to mesh. And it's like, I think a lot of teams should learn that.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I think it just people thought of it so in terms of extremes or being so drastic about the change because it was a big, I mean, technically it was a big change, but I think the way that it was managed didn't have to be so, it could have left more room for meshing. Or if meshing really caused that much like angst, then just having it like a male team, like some of them did take that route, but that's the only thing that I always would want to hold on to is just like there really was nothing wrong with what was going on beforehand. It's kind of can be like an enhancement without it being like a wipe the slate clean and now rebuild. Like you don't have to rebuild. Like you, it's an annex, not you said it perfect. Yeah, extra tire. Do you get people who reach out to you for advice and things like that, or?
I have, and that's honestly the best part about it is like when I got into it, I didn't really have any guys to like reach out to and be like, hey, like, what should I do? Like, what was expected? How did you like get into this? And now I love that there's so many, like, so many other resources. Like, it went from zero to 100 real
No,
quick.
so quick, and that's what I'm almost like. Again, just having this moment to reflect, it's just like it's great that it becomes easier or better for future generations. That's always the goal, but then you don't want that generation to lose sight of like, you know, the pathway that exists now that it wasn't really there for, you know, for others, and just not to like lose sight and appreciation for that because. Going into a space and having a part of like an inaugural year like you had, getting some idea of what expectations there were, but still not knowing what to expect at all, because this is like on the NBA side, not like the NFL, but was getting a lot of like the attention at the time for it. I just don't want them to take it for granted. Like, yay, it's great that everybody's becoming a little bit more open than they were before, with people showing up at auditions and having a process and having thought about how they want to handle it and all of that. But yeah, I hope that people understand that this is really a lot of growth. In a very, very short amount of time, that hopefully they are very, very appreciative of, especially if they're able to reach out and get advice from people. So, you had how many guys on your rookie year again?
We had nine throughout the season, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, at least you did have each other too.
We had each other, and that was a lot because we were all like kind of like just stepping in, like, I'm just gonna tiptoe here. I don't know what's happening. I do love that we had Derek, who kind of did what we did years before us with his college dance team, because he was like the guy that came in. And so now we're like the guys that are coming in. And I really appreciated that because I always had him to talk to. And even like with our captains and our rookie sisters, it was like we all kind of like formed a bond that was like, we're just gonna learn. We figured it out all together, but we're working to make what we all want to happen.
And being able to see the team today and see, yeah, what's your take on the team today?
So actually, I was lucky enough to judge the preliminary auditions this season.
Okay. Oh,
So I was
wonderful.
like, okay, this is a lot of talent. My favorite thing was like, it was so many boys. Because when we auditioned, there were 11 guys that came off of our auditions.
Well, that's it.
There was only
Wow.
11 guys, and we got lucky. Because Derek was like, if I didn't find my guys here, we were going to have another one.
That still sounds like Derek. I would have kept holding auditions
Listen,
until.
we're going all through the season to find these boys. But no, there was a lot of talent, a lot of guys, and they all came with something different and they all came prepared. And it's like, I'm so glad that y'all had a blueprint. Not to be like, oh, I'm the blueprint or anything like that. Nothing like super like, ooh, but I'm so glad that y'all had something that we didn't.
And that's all I wanted. I had my little goals of what to talk about, and it literally was just, you know, a chance to reflect on that because I think it is so important. There is a blueprint. I don't ever try to like dig out negative experiences, but I just know how tense things were 6 years ago with these changes, and you got your fans who were either with it or not, you know, and you're having to interact and be out in public. And so I just know that there were a lot of, you know, challenges and experiences and figuring it out and not really having a blueprint to do it that like just needs to be honored and kind of like appreciated. That's all. Because it's, This is the amount of opportunity now is just off the chain. And
And
I
I
mean,
love to
last time
see.
I went to Pro Action and seeing, as many male dancers that were in the room compared to the first time that I went, I mean, the door has just like been kicked down, and it's just so good for male dancers everywhere to be able to kind of like have their space to thrive and to pursue these types of dreams, because it's just a lot more open, so much more open.
I mean, I walked into that audition like, I don't know if I'm going to make this. I don't know if I'm going to do this. I've never seen a guy do this. And now to see, like, I walk into an audition as a judge and I'm seeing all these guys, like, and I think what was really good about this last audition was they had their alumni pretty much all around. So it was me, a couple of my brothers, and like, we all were just like, it
Like emotional
was a
support.
reunion for us, but also like a family like thing. Like, welcome to the family. You're here. You're a guy. We see you.
Got you, got you, got you. Because that's important. Like, if especially if there weren't as many that did show up as part of auditions, it's inviting to be able to see people who look like you in an audition space, especially if it is like alumni or people who are just there for encouragement and support. I mean, that's awesome. How did you like judging? Did you have a different perspective of any of the auditions process? I know it's audition season and everybody's
It
going through
was
it.
so different to be on the other side of that table because I'm like, okay, I know what the team wants, I know what Derek wants, and I know what Nicole wants, the assistant coach, and I'm like, I know them so well. And I know what I want the legacy to be as well. It's like kind of like putting that all together. And the conversations we had, like, I was
Deliberating,
like, they had these conversations about us.
critiquing every little thing.
Yes, I'm like, wow, this is a whole other perspective that I never even thought about. It was
Gosh, yeah.
fun.
Judging auditions, it's exciting, but it's also so stressful because it's a lot of pressure to try to make the right decision for all the right reasons, but just knowing that all these people's dreams are in your hand, like it's a lot. I enjoy it, but I also it makes me, I don't know, nervous. Super nervous. Coming back in as an alumni though, like you, I like that perspective of knowing what it takes, kind of knowing the coaches, getting to see you can see yourself in dancers, I think, in that process to understand, like, even if you see that little spark of potential too, like you kind of can tell when somebody, I don't know, you just have all the empathy in the world, I think.
Because I know I had my favorites. I had my favorite. I'm like, I see where I was 5 years, six, well, now 6 years ago, and I see myself, and I see we are kind of the same. We're in the same boat. And I want this for you because I know how bad you are.
When, isn't it something when you can feel that? I think that like swayed me so much when I the few judging experiences is when you can feel the passion of how bad they want it. Even if they mess up, you just can tell how like, and you're just rooting for them. You want, like you said, you want them to have the experience because you can kind of tell that it means something to them. Like versus somebody who's like doing everything right and doing all going through all the
Right.
motions,
It's
but
like, this is a
you don't
breeze.
feel,
This is a Tuesday for me.
it. You don't feel the hunger, and it's like, okay, that was nice, but you know. My favorites were the ones that I was like actually like rooting for. Like I, yeah, totally can relate to that. But tell me about Yonder Creative.
So I just started Yonder Creative officially a year ago, finally like launching everything this week, which is kind of nerve-wracking and scary.
Congratulations. Okay.
And so it kind of covers everything I do creatively, from choreography to music to videography, and it's just all in one creative person type situation.
Okay.
I'm
So,
excited.
because I think I am excited for you. So, this, what did I see? I saw like a Wizards, like almost like roster photo.
Yes.
You do that design as well in terms of like.
So that season, my friend James, who was still on the team, well, he was on the team for 5 years, I think. I want to say it was 5 years, maybe four. I don't know. One of those. But he was basically like the quote unquote rookie dad. And he was like, hey, they don't have a poster this year. Could you make one as their rookie gift? And I'm like, sure. And so I just
Oh,
made a poster
awesome.
for the team, and I was like, I know what it felt like for me to get my poster, and I want to get them their poster because it's a great moment, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So,
It's never the same exact squad year to year. So any moment that captures who you were with and who your teammates were, it's absolutely like A must. If you don't get a ring or whatever, you need to come away with your squad photo for
Yes.
sure. Oh, cool. So all of your design creativity services, if you will, are under one umbrella on Yonder Creative. I will have a link to that in the show notes so people can check that out. So if people wanted to find you for music mixes or choreography, all of the things, they can come to you through that website. Is
Yes,
that
ma'am.
right?
I'm right on it.
Okay. I'm excited. Congratulations on launching it. That's a big step. And I know it's like nerve-wracking, but congratulations for all the hard work.
Thank you, thank
Getting
you.
to that point is huge. Yes. Well, do you have time to drop it like it's hot real quick?
Always have time to drop it like a hat.
Okay. What dance song is on repeat in your playlist?
Lose Control, Missy Elliott. I love Missy. That is my
Okay.
fave.
Is she coming to DC? Like the
Yes,
concert with her
I'm
bus?
going to see
Are
her.
you going? Okay. I need to
Taking my
quit playing games.
mama. Listen,
I need to quit playing games. Ciara, Busta Rhymes. I mean, it's
it's
Missy. Like,
once
I
in a
need to.
lifetime.
Yeah, this isn't happening in another 10, 15 years. No. I need to get my tickets. Okay, so good one. Okay. Who is your favorite choreographer in the pro space that you want to shout out?
There's a lot.
Okay, you can go out multiple. I'm not gonna put you to just one.
Rob Rich, love him, love his style. Of
Yes.
course, my girl Kayla, because like, she's such a breath of fresh air, and like I can tell her choreography. So like, yes. Derek, I mean, we have a similar style of choreography. Who else? Celine,
Oh, yes.
love, love. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
Chuck, King Chuck a Duck.
King Chuckaduck, yes. Okay, you're naming all of the ones that I love there.
Listen, they are
Yes.
all, though, that's who I aspire to be as a choreographer. Like all of them, mix that all together, and it's like, ooh, everything.
Everybody you name just has some energy that just freaking
Yes.
just hits, and you can't bottle that up. And it's not any dig on anybody. It's just certain things just jump at you or like make you want to freaking learn that freaking choreo. And or they just take a song. Like I knew, okay, so Chuck, like he just did like a master class with the Chicago Lovables and stuff.
Yes.
I had my phone on silent and I still could tell what song it was just based on the choreo itself. Like I just, when you feel like you're in the head of these choreographers, you're kind of like, I know what the, I don't know, I can't go on and on and on and on, but I feel it. I really love his choreo. Rob, every time being in pro action, I'm just, his routines will always get me every single year.
I'm
Anyway.
so glad that he was there when I was there, because I'm
Oh,
like,
really? Okay.
because he was on my list of choreographers to learn from already, like just in life, even before like pro dance. I was like, I love
Okay.
his work. And so to be able to do a dance and learn a dance under him, I was like, oh, this is great.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad I asked that one. Sometimes I feel like I'm putting people on the spot too much, but you had answers. I love it. Let's see. So are you a 90s or 2000s dance music person?
I love the 2000s. I love the energy of the 2000s.
Okay. What is your reality TV show, Guilty Pleasure?
I kind of love the Housewives of Potomac in Atlanta. Those are my girls. Yeah. They're my friends in my head. And I'm like, why are you doing this? But
Well, did you see the thing that I showed up when I went live? I'm just gonna do it just in case. Oh, please. It was probably like the worst live because I'm like trying to show off things, but Lindsay Rosenberg did this H's for Housewives
Oh,
book,
I love this.
and she has like all kinds of like quotes from with the alphabet. Like I didn't want to like show too much, but I don't follow it enough to know all of the jokes and the inside scoop behind it. But she's so creative. If you are a Housewives person, I bought it off Barnes and Noble because I'm gonna give it to my girl who's a Housewives person. But yeah, you should pick it up. All right, let's see. Are you a morning person or night owl?
Night out. Honestly, people will like email me at like 9 a.m. or whatever about work that I'm doing at 3 a.m. I'm a
Oh,
night worker.
okay.
I work from like 12 to 4 every night, just like
Really?
stuff
That's your
out.
creative number. Okay.
That's my time, yeah.
All right. That's a night owl. That's a whole different version of night owl. Are you a texter or talker?
Definitely a texter. Definitely a texter
Okay.
because it's just like I got my stuff out, we're just going. Yeah.
Okay. I'm clearly am a talker. Let's see. Favorite place to travel?
Ooh. Okay, so domestically, I love New Orleans. That is like I love the
My
energy
favorite
there. I
place.
love the vibe and I love the food. The food is so
Yes,
good.
first and foremost.
Internationally, I will say Jamaica. Like it's just so
Okay.
beautiful. And like just everything is just great. Like,
It was great. People great. Yeah.
yes.
I want to go back, but my little short stint did not count, so I got to get back there. Let's see. What was your favorite childhood TV show?
Rugrats. No contest. Rugrats.
Did you see the movie too?
I had the watches. I had some cups. I had everything. I had the games, the VHSs, the little orange cassette tapes, all of
Oh my goodness. Okay, that's cute. That's
it.
oh, the Rugrats song. Didn't Maya do a little song to take
He
me?
did. For the
That's
movie.
what I'm like. Okay, that was.
Yep.
How did I end up at the Rugrats movie? I think I was a full-on adult, and I don't know why I was there. This was before kids. But I definitely remember going, and I remember Maya singing the song. Okay. Are you a Halloween person?
I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
Is it? Okay, so what was your
It
favorite Halloween costume that you've done?
is. Probably I was a disco man for a few years. I recycled
Okay. Okay.
costumes. Yeah, it was just like I had on the platform boots and the bell bottom pants, and I was just like, yeah, this feels fun. This isn't me.
Okay. Did you, am I making this up in my head? I hate how Instagram does this to me. Have you done a Coming to America uniform before? Costume?
I didn't,
No.
but I was planning on it.
Oh, interesting. I don't know why I had that vision in my head for some reason.
I did
Maybe.
A Different World a few years ago. I was Dwayne Wayne back when I had
Stop.
hair. Yeah.
Oh, stop it. That would have been good. No, I wanted, so one of my, I didn't make it happen, but one, so hell-bent on this because I did love Coming to America so much. The Queen to Be song and the whole, I found like the
Yes.
gold dress that was, had the whole vibe.
The
Yes, I was going to do the whole thing. I was going for
ponytail.
it. And then I literally think that was like 20, the year 2020. I was planning it in my mind because I found the dress way early and I was like, okay, I'm going to build around this because this is the closest that I can get to this. And then I think the pandemic hit. But anyway, I was going to go for the ponytail. I was going to be hopping on one leg. I mean, you weren't
You
going to
still have to
tell me
do it.
anything.
2024
I
is happening.
That was like, anyway, love Halloween. Okay, then a couple more because I could talk to you all night clearly. Ooh, if you knew you would not fail, what would you do?
What would I do? Audition for Beyonce. Oh,
Ooh. Okay, would you want to be part of this next Renaissance tour, the whole country vibes,
I think I could a little book. A little
or
square, a little bit. I could do-si-do,
what I'm excited to see is like who's gonna just turn out some of
Yes.
the choreography from some of these songs because you know, it's like layering in of like listening to it over and over again, and then I'm starting to hear or see in my head like choreography to it. I just need her to do the visuals. Just give us the whole.
I need to see. I want to see what you're thinking, ma'am. Because
Yes,
I'm
exactly.
thinking it's probably totally wrong.
Exactly. But I love seeing people create to it. Like,
Yes.
seriously, it's so exciting. Okay,
So
let me
actually,
see.
speaking of Renaissance, the studio
Did
work
you
at
go? Did you go to the show? The
I went three
Renaissance show?
times. I
You did not.
did.
Really?
I did.
Shit. Oh my, okay, that's a whole conversation. Go ahead.
But yeah, the studio that I teach at, they were like, hey, we need a 5-minute Beyonce production. So I'm like, okay, that was the best production I ever made. That was the best mix I ever made. And mostly because it's my favorite.
Yes. I want to hear this. You know, I want to hear it, see it,
Oh, it's on
all
my
of it.
Instagram. It's on my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. I will find it. You went three times.
I went three times, twice in DC and once in New Orleans.
You went to the New Orleans show.
I did.
Oh, I almost, I own. Okay. That's one thing I'm going to be like slapping myself over, was just not making it happen to go. Anyway, that was going to be like, what's your biggest regret? Was one of my questions. That's one of my biggest regrets, is not seeing Beyoncé's on the show. Okay, last question for you. How would you define yourself in three words?
creative. What else? What else? Adaptable and quiet.
Quiet. I was gonna say like a little shy.
Yeah, just a little bit. Well, I think that's my secret weapon when I'm dancing, because
Okay.
normally, like, I'm just like so like calculated with how I talk and like how I like answer things. But when I'm on the floor, it's like I am the entire room. Nobody
Yeah.
else is here. It's mine.
It's
And that's my
mine.
time to pop out.
Yes. Well, I freaking remember you popping out and just seeing just the little glimpses from the performance from the reunion. I'm like, yeah, you still got it. I mean, I would love to see you continuing to dance and perform. So I'm just putting that out there into the universe too.
Ooh, I'm retired, baby. I'm retired.
That a hail to the nah? I just, well, as long as I get to get that piece of you, if the music to me, I'm always just thinking of you dancing to it now, especially knowing that that's what you're going through and you're putting it together. Yeah, I'll take the music for now. You can always talk about a retirement. I'm gonna leave that open.
I'm just let the kids do what I do for me.
Well, I really appreciate talking to you. I'm so excited that I finally got to connect, and just hearing all the extra connections that we have as well, and things in common. And I just thank you for going down memory lane with me, because I think it's been on my heart, and I just feel like it needs to be just a moment of reflection and appreciation. And I think your reflections were really beautiful on this space, and hopefully people realize that, you know, there's some trailblazers, man, like amongst us, that, you know, you don't have to be like 50 million years old like me with all these grays to
Oh no, mine just didn't.
I
Listen,
need to start rocking a freaking
we love a beanie.
beanie when I go. Oh my goodness. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was
Thank
so
you. I
much
mean,
fun.
honestly, like when you had DM'd me, I was like, I told my mom, I was like, the Pro Cheerleading Podcast, not just the Pro Cheerleading Podcast has
Wow.
DM'd me to do an episode, and I'm nervous.
You were nervous, Robbie.
I was so
Why? Are you
nervous to respond to
serious?
that DM. Like, I want to say I
No.
sat there for like a minute, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it.
Well, this just makes me feel so like I'm not just the biggest nerd and dork, because like I sat, you know, when I'm typing these messages or trying to do the, like, I sit on it too, because this is why I kind of stopped doing interviews for a while, because it was just like, you know, you never know what people are going through, or people have to get PR to approve, and there's all of these things in my mind that they're gonna say no or not want to do it, and then
Right.
you know, or they might feel pressure, or like, or I don't even really listen to your podcast. Like, I follow you, but I don't really listen, and I'm not really trying to be on you. I don't know. All these thoughts in my head. But I was just like, it's not like I like broke the ice and messaged you before, but I was like, to hell with it. Just hello. I'm just gonna just really slide up in the DMs and just be that person. But I'm so I'm like, I was super nervous to reach out and ask. I'll just say that. And I'm so glad that you said yes, because you could have been
I'm
like,
like,
you
I don't
know.
know what she wants to talk to me about. I'm just here. But I love the podcast, so I'm definitely gonna say yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And I don't think I even gave a lot of, because I'm a very long-winded, clearly you could tell this, person. And so I was gonna like give you this whole like reason that I wanted to interview you in the recap. So when I tell you I sat on the DM for a while, because I think I had too much information at first, and I was just like, let me just see. These are the things that go through my little psychotic head, like, does he know why I'm reaching out? But then, like, I don't know. So that's what I'm always like, give me the email, then I can at least put it more formally, and I don't feel like I'm like running on and on and on a long ass DM. But I'm just so happy that you wanted to chat, and
I'm glad you reached out. I mean, this has
me
always been
too.
like, I mean, give you your flowers a little bit.
Stop
I
it.
love what you have done with this podcast and how you are moving with this podcast and how you're having conversations with people who, I mean, we're all talking about it. We're all talking about everything that's happening just on our own. And it's great to see like other people either agree with us or have a different perspective than us. And it's just, it's really good to see that. And you are really needed in this. And I just
Oh, I
really
appreciate
appreciate
that.
everything that you've done for the past almost 6 years.
Like,
Like,
how are we still going?
and you're still going. Like, I know how hard this is.
Thank you for acknowledging what I've tried to do. Having it actually resonate and read and come across as I intended means a lot. I hate misunderstandings and whatever. And so it's just reassuring and kind of like reaffirming to know that everything that I've tried to pour into this, it's actually being received that way. Thanks for all your support over the years. I did not know you were rocking from episode 3. Like, that just really makes me so happy that, you know, that we were already connected, see, all this time. But
I mean,
now
you are my sister on a different coast at this point. So
that's right. When I come to DC, which I'm way overdue for my East Coast trip. So we'll have to get together. I'll definitely reach out when I'm
definitely,
there.
Definitely.
I saw Derek when I was in Miami randomly. He was there. So this season, that's happening. Like, it's been that long since I've been back to DC. And he was like, you need to come back to a game and we'll do all the things. So we can watch the game together.
Yes.
Yes. I like that. Have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. You can follow your favorite podcast on social media at Pro Cheerleading Podcast on Instagram, at Pro Cheer Podcast on Twitter. We're on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can support your favorite podcast on Patreon. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sidelines.